to us is your journey as I take you on a journey like no other. From Afrobeat to Calypso. From Under 913 comes to you from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on weekdays. Red and Afro coming on track.
Powering up. News Saga, our Cowboy, Living Show, and Tucker Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
FIFA accuses EPZ of violating Article 51 of the Republic of the Constitution. Youth with disabilities urge to participate in governance. In international news, DR Congo appeals for global help as new Ebola outbreak spreads. In sports, Congo VR cancels road at training camp over Ebola outbreak. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. The Center for Peace Research and Advocacy, CEPRA, has raised concerns over the Electoral Commission of Zambia's continued acceptance of candidates seeking to contest the 2026 general elections as independents while still affiliated with political parties, describing this as a violation of Article 51, Clause A and B of the Zambian Constitution. CEPRA Executive Officer Clifton Chifowe explained that Article 51 stipulates that a person is eligible to run as an independent candidate for a National Assembly seat only if he is not a member of any political party and has not been a member for at least 2 months immediately preceding the election, and B, satisfies the qualifications under Article 70. Mr. Chifowe emphasizes that this constitutional requirement is mandatory and must be strictly adhered to, adding that individuals who do not meet these provisions are ineligible to contest as independent candidates and should not have their nomination papers accepted. Mr. Chifowe says his organization notes with deep concern all the reports that EPZ has been accepting nomination papers from individuals who, based on publicly available information, remain members of the ruling UPND and have not resigned within the mandated time frame. He warns that such actions raise serious constitutional questions needed urgent clarification from the Commission. He has therefore called on EPZ to remain vigilant and demonstrate institutional independence by disqualifying any candidate, regardless of political affiliation, status, or influence, who fails to meet constitutional eligibility criteria.
We are also disturbed by the confusion surrounding the EPND adoption process, including a report suggesting that some constituencies had multiple adopted candidates. The ruling party should explain how this occurred and show accountability within its internal structures. Further, while every eligible citizen has a constitutional right to stand as an independent candidate, the Constitution clearly provides under Article 51 that one must not be a member of a political party for at least 2 months before the election. Article 52 further requires nomination papers to be rejected where constitutional qualifications are not met. We therefore call upon the Electoral Commission of Zambia to strictly apply the law fairly, impartially, and consistently. No individual, political party, or institution should be above the Constitution. As an organization, we remain committed to promoting peaceful political participation.
Awake Youth with Disabilities has called on youths with disabilities across Zambia to actively engage in governance and developmental programs. Speaking on Power FM's Statutes and Safety Radio program, Awake Youth with Disabilities Chairperson Grant Makaba underscored the importance of inclusive governance, stating that disability should not be a barrier. Mr. Makaba highlighted civic engagement as a powerful means for young people to assume decision-making roles. Meanwhile, Mr. Makaba expressed concern over the low representation of the youth with disabilities in governance and cautioned young people nationwide to avoid being used as instruments of political violence.
My fellow youth, we have a role to play when it comes to governance. We don't need to collect to maintain quota, to my 50 quota, to harm someone, just that those that are sending you, they can benefit in, occupying the positions that they want. We are in a democratic country, and so each individual has the right to contest or participate in elections.
In another development, the Energy Regulation Board has approved 42 licenses, 5 construction permits, and various amendments to existing licenses, totaling an investment pledge of 608 million kwacha, approximately $30.4 million, toward energy service delivery and infrastructure development. The approvals include electricity, renewable energy, and downstream petroleum subsectors, signaling broad-based expansion across Zambia's energy value chain. ERB Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kasumba said the approvals reflect sustained investor confidence in Zambia's energy sector, adding that the licenses and permits were issued under the Energy Regulation Board Act No. 12 of 2019, ensuring full regulatory compliance. Mrs. Kasumba emphasized that the board remains committed to regulating the energy sector in the public interest, maintaining a strong focus on compliance, operational efficiency, consumer protection, and long-term sustainability.
The Energy Regulation Board has approved 42 licenses, 5 construction permits, and various amendments to licenses regarding downstream petroleum infrastructure. The ERB authorized the construction of 3 new retail service stations and approved the commissioning of 2 additional stations for operational use. ERB also licensed 49 petroleum transportation fuel tankers, reinforcing the petroleum supply chain. The ERB further approved 14 kiosks for the retailing of liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, further easing the consumer access to this essential product. In the renewable energy subsector, the ERB approved a license for a 10-megawatt PV power generation plant by China Jiangsu International Green Energy Limited. This approval supports sustainable energy systems in line with the national energy policy objectives. The ERB also did approve 10 licenses for the manufacture, supply, installation, and maintenance of renewable energy generating equipment.
In other news, amid global cuts in development aid, the Rockefeller Foundation is intensifying its commitment to Africa by investing more than $133 million across 66 initiatives on the continent. These efforts include expanding access to electricity in Zambia and bolstering African-led solutions in health, food systems, and economic resilience. According to the Foundation's 2025 Impact Report, Big Bets, Real Results, the Rockefeller Foundation awarded over $350 million globally, mobilized $3 billion, and positively impacted 731 million people worldwide, keeping Africa at the forefront of its mission. For Zambia, the report highlights progress under Mission 300, an ambitious initiative targeting the connection of 300 million Africans to electricity by 2030. In rural eastern Zambia, where many small businesses have traditionally depended on expensive diesel power, improved electricity access is already transforming livelihoods and unlocking economic opportunities. Senior Vice President and Head of the Rockefeller Foundation's African Regional Office, William Asiko, said that locally driven partnerships are already transforming livelihoods and unlocking economic opportunities in Zambia and across Africa. Still in international news, a recent Ebola outbreak has killed more than 100 people in Congo, and experts say there's no vaccine for this strain. A vaccine exists for the more common virus strain, but the current outbreak is the Bundi Bugyo strain. Nita Bhatti, Associate Professor of Biology at Penn State, studies Ebola and says the death toll is probably much higher than we currently believe because it took longer to identify the outbreak
and that's a